This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, can you believe it's already October? We're already in October. I love this time of year because now I'm getting ready for Halloween and the holidays, and I already have all my Christmas decorations, you know, for outside. I want to decorate early, but I don't want to tick the neighbors off. But October is going to be a rough month for some, especially as we're hearing that Kaiser Permanente workers are set to strike this week if they cannot get a deal with union leaders between their employer. And this is going to be one of the largest strikes in healthcare history. Not good. So it'll affect California, Washington, Oregon. Is Idaho? I think they're also in Idaho. No. California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Virginia, even D.C. 75,000 Kaiser healthcare workers called for a strike to happen between October 4th through October 7th across multiple states. This would be the largest healthcare worker strike, according to the coalition. Now, they are hoping they will reach an agreement within the next 48 hours, but right now, they haven't. So what's their beef? Well, like auto workers, teachers, they have short staff, their pay, their benefits, their hours. And so it was only a matter of time that big healthcare organizations are going to say, look, guys, you know, cost of living, expiration of certain union contracts, it's the time for them to renegotiate. 309,700 workers have been involved in work stoppages and strikes throughout the year. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the healthcare sector has not been that active this year. There had been some strikes in previous years with nursing unions. So if the workers did strike, that would essentially paralyze Kaiser Permanente and their clinics and your appointments for the next 3 days. Now, we don't have a lot of details on if emergency services would still continue, if the hospitals would remain open. Whenever there have been healthcare worker strikes, usually the hospitals and the companies and the medical centers have access to locum tenens, to non-union workers that could come in and work. It's just, you know, if you have a favorite nurse and you have a favorite doctor and you have a favorite, yeah, not really good to have somebody that's got to kind of come in and have to relearn the system right away. And right now, we're only being told it would be for 3 days. That would cripple Kaiser. One day of closure could cripple them. But it could be very, very devastating for patients. And healthcare workers are some of the most underpaid, underrespected, underappreciated individuals, just like teachers, just like many individuals that seem to need to voice their frustration and voice their demands in a strike. My only concern, though, when it does come to strikes and much of what's going on across, you know, there was the writer's strike and the actor's strike, is we are having an expanding sort of market where things are getting more and more expensive. And whatever you negotiate now isn't going to be enough a few years from now. And we keep raising rates and we keep raising labor costs, and we try to overcompensate. For example, one thing that the Kaiser Permanente workers are concerned about is their health care coverage. Well, healthcare coverage is changing because they have to pay for $1,000 a month Wegovy shots because they're paying for cancer treatment. They're paying for, you know, so many things that are now more expensive that, yeah, the prices are going up or they're going to start to limit things. And eventually something's going to give. You know, I'm always, you know, I'm always going to support our teachers, our healthcare workers, those who are overworked and underpaid. But on the flip side, we got to be kind of practical about where we're going with things. When you pay staff more, that cost gets translated down to the consumer. Now the consumer's paying higher prices, so they turn to their employer going, you got to pay us more. So the employer's like, if I'm paying you more, I'm charging more. And this keeps happening. Same thing with healthcare. The more we could do, the more we could cure, the higher the cost of healthcare. That's why with Obamacare, the premium skyrocketed. One, it's because Obamacare promised subsidies, so raise the rates, we'll pay you anyway. Number two is, now that you have all these things that every insurance company has to pay for everybody, yeah, they're going to raise the rates if they have to cover mammograms and colonoscopies, which they should have done anyway. But they rather than them saying, you know what, we're going to eat it, maybe we'll have top ramen for dinner and save some money. No, they immediately pass the price down to consumers, which is why our health insurance went up to $1,000, $1,200, $1,400, $1,600 a month. So as you, every time there's a strike, you know, because there are some people going, God, people aren't supporting the strike, so they don't support us. Trust me, people support healthcare workers. They should show it more, right? But there, once these things happen, they know that now it's going to shift and costs go up again. What's happening in California with some of these franchises where $20 an hour worker, maybe these workers really do deserve $20 an hour, but now that is changing the prices of everything. And how do we bring this down? I can't stand going to a restaurant and seeing that a salad is $16 to $21 or a sandwich is $21. I can't afford that. Nobody can. But if that restaurant's like, but we got to pay more for all our products and our staff and our, you know, you can't just do tip workers. You have to also pay the minimum wage. The minimum wage is now $15 an hour. Depending on whatever their story is, it's the price is getting passed on to consumers. So if any of you are Kaiser Permanente patients, you might want to reach out and find out what the strike would do for your upcoming appointment in terms of your medications, in terms of your access, your tests. And if you think you need anything urgently, come up with a backup plan. Because if they are going to strike and it looks like it is moving forward towards that, and you have an appointment or you have a need, you might have to go to urgent care or you might have to go and see another provider. And I know you're stuck. When you have Kaiser, you can only use Kaiser. But it's not going to be good if this happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So there was a video that went online. It was a very violent incident that happened at Hazelbrook Middle School in Tualatin, which is a suburb southwest of Portland. And there was a young girl who was, I guess, walking in the hallway. And she gets grabbed by another student who throws her to the floor, yanks her back and forth, punches her. And then the assailant calls her, I guess, the B word. And then the victim gets up and is like, I didn't do anything, is in shock. And I don't know if, you know, the video was curtailed and not everybody has their video going on. You know, sometimes it takes a while to load and so we could have missed the first part. But there has been some discussions that the reason why the other student could overtake this student so quickly is because the other student was not a biological female but a transgender female. Now, the September 20th incident is under criminal investigation, and the school district is not saying if the student who was the assailant is transgender or not. And I get there's privacy rules, and you know whether they're transgender or not, that school is supposed to make sure that that hallway is as safe as possible. You can't have kids beating up on each other in the middle of the hallway. When I grew up, you had to get beat up at the end of school. They wouldn't do it during the school day. I mean, they might pinch you or do stuff to you when you're standing in line, but your beat down had to happen at the end of the day when most teachers were gone. It was not fun growing up, but that's kind of how things were. Now you are seeing these fights just happen in the middle of a classroom. Remember, there was this one student just getting beat by another student, and the teacher tried to stop but really couldn't. I mean, I would have bear hugged and full Nelsoned and done whatever I had to do to kind of hold that person back. But in the middle of class, in the middle of the hallway, these kids are getting beat up. So there is a criminal investigation, as it should be. All right, this is assault. And the student allegedly responsible for the attack has been arrested, is facing assault and harassment charges. And the case has been referred to Washington County Juvenile Department. According to the school district, they say as this case proceeds through the juvenile court system, we are prohibited from sharing further information about the youth and the court processes. So there has been, I guess, many people looking at the video saying this is a person who is not biologically female. And there's a bunch of issues here. Right, whether somebody's biologically female or cis female or trans or trans female, there should be no assaults at all happening. So whether they were cis or trans, assault charges should be brought up, period. Okay? If somebody did, if let's say she did instigate it, the victim, by saying something, that still doesn't warrant a beatdown. So either way, yes. I think if a child nowadays starts to beat up on another child, that is, there has to be, if as an adult, you're going to get charged with assault, then kids need to understand that as well. You can't have, you know, two types of, I understand, oh, well, they're just a kid, kids fight, and I get kids fight, and I'm not saying every single kid that gets into a fight, all right, you know, you have to defend yourself, every kid that gets into a fight doesn't need to be charged and arrested, but when you have this bully type of incident or somebody just completely losing it or getting triggered, that person's going to be in jail as an adult. I would rather we get this ironed out and that person given the help they need as a child before it even gets to the point where they get thrown in jail as an adult. So we have to address it very, very seriously. But what is concerning people is that we are not acknowledging the differences in boys and girls, cis, trans. And if we do have somebody that, at a whim, who is, let's say, living the part of a female, as a transgender female, and does have the potential, whether they're cis or trans, have the potential to turn around and become violent, are we protecting our girls and our kids in the bathrooms? In the locker rooms. Now, I'm not saying all transgender or cisgender or biological male or non-biological males. I'm not saying all of them are violent and have that ability. But if we do not provide the protection, The reason why we've had a system in place with the girls' locker rooms, etc., even though there's outliers, and there have been some women, some girls that, in fact, there was one girl called Beast in one of the schools I went to. And I think she was tall, she was pretty, but she was very muscular. Yeah, every now and then you could have somebody that might not necessarily fit the size 2 build. But women were put with women because they at least had a fighting chance. If this person is, let's say, transgender, if this person was not provoked and just randomly went after a smaller girl, could that later translate to not only physical assault, but sexual assault? And we have heard of cases where sexual assault has happened in bathrooms, has happened in locker rooms. So if you are a school, Title IX protects every child from being sexually harassed, from sexual discrimination, from needing to be naked in front of somebody that they don't want to be naked in front of, having to be exposed to sexual topics that they don't want to be exposed to. That's what Title IX does. And it doesn't look like we're really following Title IX. This does not necessarily mean we impede any rights of somebody who wants to transition or somebody who is transitioning. But it looks like we have, and when I taught at a university, Title IX was, the Bible of that school. You do not consecrate or go against Title IX. And now it kind of seems like it's happening a lot. And if children aren't aware that they might be in a situation where, you know, because I think I'm going to a girl's bathroom, all I have to do is deal with, you know, the women. And I know bad girls, I know, and I could still kind of handle myself. But if I think I'm going in there, or if I'm going in there and it's going to be somebody who can overpower me, then you need security in there. And so that's why this topic has come up again and again and again. And when you see the difference between the two individuals, now I don't know, I couldn't tell if the person was transgender or not because it was a minor, the face was blocked out. But there was, I mean, this was just it was a beatdown. And I'm very, very nervous that we're trying to be so politically correct and woke that we're not understanding that whether they're cis or trans, biological, non-biological, whatever, the school has a duty to make sure the kids are safe. Does the school have to tell everybody if the child was transgender? No, they don't. That child does deserve privacy. In fact, all transgender individuals deserve the same privacy as biological. How many biological individuals are intersex that might have been born with both genitalia? Everybody deserves privacy in that manner. But when it comes to being in safe spaces or places where you could be vulnerable, we have got to ensure safety first. And if somebody does not feel safe, then the school, based on Title IX, has to ensure there be safety. And maybe we just have to be completely done with people changing in locker rooms. And everybody gets a private stall. Maybe the showers can't be open showers anymore. Every shower has to be a stall, closed. Maybe we have, you know, in jails, and it's just wide open. And that's how we used to do. Women showered with women, men showered with men. But now that we are blending the two genders and incorporating more genders, we're going to have to figure out how to ensure people have safety and privacy. And that might even mean security in every single bathroom and shower. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union looking to expand its strike against Detroit automakers.
The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers. 25,000 workers are now off the job and on picket lines at dozens of plants and parts facilities across the country. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases that could have long-term impact on the legal landscape. Lawmakers voting to keep the government fully funded, at least for the next 45 days. A fugitive in New Jersey was recaptured Friday, nearly a week after escaping custody. Edward Bourbon, 54, taken into custody without incident after investigators with a fugitive unit located him in Camden. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks for Daniel, who is our producer today, and Genesis Communications Network making the show happen. All right, so many of you do not like being called an addict, and you keep hearing in the news that you are addicted to your smartphone, you're addicted to the internet, you're addicted to this and that, and you don't want to be called an addict. Well, scientists decided to identify and create a spectrum of internet addiction. And it's interesting. I think they're from the University of Surrey. And they looked at the habits of 796 people to create the spectrum to see how addicted to the internet you are. And again, as a caveat, keep in mind, a lot of us, we have to use the internet for work. So we're, I have to produce a 3-hour show. I am going to be on the internet for news, because I don't get magazines and newspapers mailed to me or brought to the door from all over the world. So, mind you, I think if you work for a company that does require active internet usage, I think that should give you some sort of a pass. But this is what they came up with. Their internet addiction spectrum, and this is being reported by Daily Mail, includes casual users, where 14.86% of us go online for specific tasks and then log off without lingering. So I'm going to check my banking. I'm going to check the stocks. I'm going to check my Facebook post. I'm going to check my email. I'm going to log off and go back to working out or watching the football game or doing whatever. Okay, those are casual users. Then you have initial users. 22.86%, so the biggest percentage, they find themselves online longer than they initially planned. And then they start to neglect some household chores. So you say, you know what, I'm going to get to it, but first I want to check, you know, my mail or check my email or check the stocks. You do that, and then an hour later you find, dope. Okay, I've been kind of spending too much time. All right. Yeah, me, if I got something I need to do, I kind of have to do it. But how many of you had to go pee? And then you put it off and you put it off because you got attracted to something online. Ooh, I like that dress. Or, oh, I think I want to order that. So, experimenters. Experimenters, 21.98%, feel uneasy or anxious if they're not connected to the internet. So if you can't go on a hike, if you can't hang out with family, go to dinner, and have that phone down or that phone away, you might be in that experimenters, not sure why they call it that. Addicts in denial, 17.96% of us display addictive behaviors like forming new relationships online, neglecting real-world responsibilities to be online. And then the true addicts, 22.36%, openly acknowledge your internet addiction, recognize its negative impact on their lives. I don't know if I agree with the names, because a lot of addicts don't realize they're addicts. So the fact that that gives you the definition, then that gives you the label of, okay, well, you're an addict because you admit it. I think a lot of people are addicted and they don't realize it. So I don't care, okay, if where you, shall we say, get a label. What I care about is how are you functioning? So an addiction becomes an issue or a daily habit or an obsession when you start to suffer. Your family members suffer. Your friends suffer. So if a family wants to go to church or wants to go to the you know, brunch picnic, and another family member is like, no, I want to stay because they want to watch porn or they want to whatever. Well, now it's starting to interrupt. You're choosing the computer over your family. Now, I get it. I get it. Some people don't want to go to church or don't want to go out or hang out with their family. I get it. You know, in-laws are coming over. I got some Amazon shopping to do. Okay, but if this continually happens, that's a problem. If you're not going to bed, if you are interfering with your sleep, because you're like, well, I got to play this game, or I got to see the stats, or I got to see the replay, or I got to see what's going on social media. All right, now that's interfering with your sleep, that's going to interfere with your health. Now, many of us use our phones to go to the bathroom. I do. I mean, I used to have magazines, but I don't pay for magazine subscriptions anymore. So instead of magazines being on the back of the toilet seat, I have my phone. So I can play a game. I can check. I don't want to necessarily check social media when I'm on the potty because I don't want to accidentally hit camera or live, you know, because I'm sitting there going, hi, I'm in the potty. So I don't want to do that. But a lot of us will play games, and these games are what we use to go potty. I'm totally fine with that. But one concern I have is we have now made most industries computer dependent. So when I do telemedicine and I see patients, it is strictly through a company online. If I can't get online and I don't have Wi-Fi, I can't work. Now, that's nice when I go camping or hiking, but if anything happens to the grid, if anything happens, I can't work. That's a problem. We've seen hospitals have to divert patients because their computer was hacked. And when people say, but I have to be on the computer all day long for work, are you sitting? Are you standing for hours on end? Now, when I used to see patients, I was running around. It was back and forth, back and forth. Now that I've seen patients online, I'm sitting. Yeah, I'm putting on weight. Are you putting on weight? You've got to figure out how to move things around. And I understand people don't want to talk anymore. You know, they don't want to, they'd rather Zoom meeting. You don't, can't have, because you can have a phone call while on a treadmill. You can have a phone call while walking the dog. But no, people would rather see you than rather be connected to the computer. So there could be an audio file of it. There could be, you know, there was a some teaching I was doing, and any sort of response with the child or with the student, you know, rather than even if you had an office, an open door, it's like have it online. And so you had video, you had a communication online, so then it could always be looked at. Same thing with now your medical visits. Your medical visits for telemedicine are all taped. And they're all, so it's online. And that's great from a legal and liability standpoint, so somebody can't accuse you of something else, but on the flip side, no privacy. So when people are, you know, I say, look, the consultation is being, you know, recorded for quality purposes. Some people, they don't care. As long as they don't have to go out to a doctor's office, they don't mind if they're naked or showing something online. So, you know, are we addicted to the internet or not? I think there are people that are addicted to shopping. You won't admit it, but you are online always buying things because of these pop-up ads. Get rid of the ads. Okay? Limit yourself because you're going to go broke. There are many of you addicted to porn. Many of you are addicted to these games. And you're buying gold, or you're buying the cheats. What was it with World of Warcraft? I think you buy cheats. You're putting money into the game. These companies know exactly how to squeeze money out of you. Yeah, this can all, addictions can also hurt you financially. Not only health-wise, not only relationship, but financially. So that's how you tell if you're addicted to something. I wrote a book, Addiction Basics, with Kaylin Kalikas. It's on Amazon. Check it out or go to my website at drdahlia.com. But it talks about how easy it is to become addicted. Not a bad thing. I'm addicted to chocolate. If I don't have a piece of chocolate after a few days, I'm searching for it. I will stop everything to go to a store to get some chocolate. Now, people say, oh, that's not nothing. It's worse. It could be alcohol. What's the difference? If I have to stop what I'm doing to go and locate a piece of chocolate or ask people for chocolate. I remember years ago, I was with nurses, I was, you know, and I was really good, I was dieting, and I'm like, I need chocolate. And luckily one of the nurses had something in her purse, and I'm like, I don't want to eat your chocolate. And she's like, girl, you know, our cycles are alike. Take the chocolate. It's going to help you. And just a little bit. But isn't that crazy? So people are allergic, or people are addicted to diet soda. They're addicted to energy drinks. They're addicted to coffee. Just because you're addicted doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you better identify it. And you better figure out ways where it doesn't, you know, like cancer, you know, metastasize into your life and into your relationships. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Matthew writes, why aren't people calling it when you see a large Adam's apple in an athlete? Doesn't that mean they're male? So there has been some discussion on athletes and some not being open if they are transgender or they are cisgender, but they are being accused of being transgender based on their abilities. And the topic keeps coming up. If there's an Adam's apple, does that prove it? So women have Adam's apples too. Adam's apples are from the thyroid cartilage. So you have cartilage that helps protect the voice box. And this Adam's apple is a bump or protrusion that will become more prominent in men during puberty. And it helps them lower their voices. But men and women have both, they both have the thyroid cartilage that creates it. Now, it was called Adam's apple, I think, based on Adam and Eve. Remember, Adam ate the apple when Eve told him to. So God had the apple, I guess, get stuck in his throat, and that's how he got an Adam's apple. I never really learned that necessarily, but that's how people call it, the Adam's apple. Also, Adam's apple meaning, it's more of a male issue. Men and women can both have it. It's just men do have a more prominent one. Now, the discussion, though, that still continues is transgender athletes and what happens if you have somebody who is not biologically female competing with somebody biologically female, can break all these records. Is it fair to the biological females? And so there's been a lot of calls on certain athletes to have them prove their gender. Now, that could open up a whole Pandora's box. I think we have a lot of individuals that didn't know they were intersex. They have a vagina, but they didn't know they also had testicles. I think everybody should kind of have testing so they know. I'd hate for somebody to walk around with testicles and not know that they have them, because God forbid they get testicular cancer. But I also think that there's been people who, let's say, got put up for adoption and might never know their biologicals, and so their biological makeup. And when they do find out, it could be pretty traumatizing to find out that you might not have been who you thought you were. So there's calls on, a female heptathlete to come forward with what gender they are after a competition knocked out Nandini Agassara. Well, Nandini Agassara, I think, took home the bronze, and her rival, 26-year-old Swapna Barman, also competed, and I think missed out on but Barman is accusing Asagara of being transgender. So hold on a second. I see what happened. So Asagara got the bronze medal, and has won multiple awards, but her competitor, 26-year-old Barman, lost out on the medal and is now wanting proof that Asagara is not transgender. Barman took gold at the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta, and according to her post on Twitter, "I have lost my Asian Games bronze medal to a transgender woman at the 19th Asian Games held in China." So here's the thing. This is, it's a fascinating topic to me, because we've never really had this. You had girls compete with girls, boys compete with boys. If somebody was notably transgender, it was, if they put others at a disadvantage, they weren't able to compete. Now that we're allowing them to compete, people are seeing such marked difference in the abilities that it actually almost, kind of puts women back a few decades in terms of saying, look, we could compete, we could do these sports. When you see a biological female compete with a transgender female, such as like Leah Thomas, it does seem to highlight some very stark biological differences in some individuals' athletic performances. And maybe the answer is, so nobody feels their rights are being trampled on, is you have different, let's say, awards. So, because people said, look, transgender individuals compete with each other. That won't happen. There's not enough of them, and many people feel that could be discriminatory. So maybe what you have is you have the gold medal for the winner, and then you also have the gold medal for those among the winners among the cisgender. You could do that. Where, and I know it's not the easiest answer, But if we're going to have transgender individuals compete with cisgender individuals, and there's going to be such a marked difference in the performance. Now, mind you, a cis female who could compete with a transgender male in weightlifting, in some of these athletics, that's going to be an amazingly powerful performance. But the question that's starting to come up is, what if somebody's not open about being transgender? Now, I don't know anything about Miss Escara. She could be cis female, who knows, I don't know, and honestly, I don't care. I'm not involved in sports to that degree. But do we have individuals who have just always excelled and just been head and shoulders above other individuals, and they don't know? Nobody's ever tested them. And that could cause a whole lot of other complications, because people have a right to medical privacy. So how much medical privacy do you get if you're competing in sports? Well, you have to show if you've used enhancers. So you have to do drug testing, hormone testing. And so maybe testosterone levels might be a compromise. But again, that's still medical. If somebody has high testosterone, you know, do they have a right to that for privacy? It's a very difficult topic, and I wish I had an easier answer. But now you're hearing more and more female athletes speak out, saying, look, I'm competing against somebody who's biologically male. And that's something we've never done before. And these are, the athletic industry is a very lucrative one. There's a lot of money in it. And when you have a female athlete that can excel, and they want just what, like the men can, Air Jordans, Wheaties boxes, they want to have the, women have been fighting for equal rights, and women have been fighting for equal opportunities for years. And they have finally been able to achieve that, having so many competitions in the Olympics and world stage competitions, that they are able to now be able to compete as well. But if they have to compete against somebody who could be biologically I don't want to use the term enhanced, because it's not, but naturally having natural biological abilities that could supersede theirs, you could exclude a lot of cisgender women in the future from sports. So I don't know what the answer is, unless we have two denotations of, all right, this was the winner of the overall competition, this was the winner among the cisgender women. I'm not sure what the answer is going to be. And if individuals see that it's going to be very, very lucrative to, you know, you could win gold medals, are we going to have individuals who are truly transgender, or just asking to be for that, right? But how transgenderism now encompasses is you can identify any way you want, whenever you want. So it's definitely a challenging topic. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.